In this week of the course, you will be studying the Renaissance. Historians periodized the Renaissance in different ways, with some finding a starting point in the mid-14th century and ending around 1600. Personally, I prefer to date the Renaissance as occurring from 1450 to 1550, give or take 50 years on either side of the equation. The Renaissance was marked by the rebirth of interest in the literary, philosophical, and artistic classics of the ancient world. And if it had not been for the work of Thomas Aquinas, the Renaissance might never have occurred. The Renaissance originated in the cities of northern Italy, which were undergoing an economic revival in the 15th century. As trade expanded and money flowed into the cities, patronage of art increased dramatically. The defining philosophy or movement of the Renaissance was something called humanism. At first, humanism meant nothing more than an interest in the ancient Greek and Roman literary classics. But over time, humanism came to mean more and more an appreciation of everything that was human. The human form in art, the human creative mind in poetry or literature, and the human scientific mind in philosophy. Increasingly, intellectuals searched for inspiration in the works of the classics and turned to the ancient Greeks and Romans for their understanding of humanity and their portrayal and depiction of humanity. You see that clearly in Renaissance sculpture, art, and literature, all of which showed a fundamental appreciation for everything that was classic and everything that was human in nature. If you think closely about this, this was fundamentally at odds with the teaching of the church, which held that everything that was human was by nature sinful, evil, and nasty, and that the only things that could possibly be good, pure, and beautiful were spiritual and involved God and the church. For this week's assignment, you need to read Machiavelli's political treatise, The Prince, and answer the specific question. Citing specific evidence from Machiavelli, identify and briefly explain the qualities of the ideal prince. Machiavelli wrote The Prince essentially as a political prescription for the Medici family to unify Italy and begin the recreation of the Roman Empire in the medieval world, once again making Italy the predominant power in Europe. Of course, that did not occur, but it was something that Benito Mussolini would attempt again in the 20th century. Of course, Machiavelli wrote the book while he was in political exile and no longer had any real political influence. The question is relatively straightforward in that you have to identify the key qualities that you feel Machiavelli identified for the ideal ruler. And your paper should be based on the qualities that you identify and your explanation of those qualities. Please do not just provide a list of 10 to 15 qualities. Before writing the paper, you should review the style rules for history papers in the course. Your paper should include an introduction, paragraphs, each of which deals with a specific point you are trying to make, and quoted evidence from the text to support your analysis. Interestingly, The Prince is one of the most oft-quoted books in history, and one of the least read books also. The crude interpretation of Machiavelli as saying that the ends justify the means in politics is far from the reality of what he actually wrote, and you will see that after reading The Prince.